KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Former Iowa State three-time All-American wrestler Travis Paulson, who was the number one-ranked U.S. wrestler at 74 kilograms, or 162.8 pounds, over the past year, has joined the Cyclone coaching staff as an assistant coach. Iowa State head coach Kevin Jackson made the announcement on Wednesday. Paulson is a three-time All-American for the Cyclones, ending his Iowa State wrestling career with a collegiate record of 106-32, tying Billy Kelly and Zach Roberson on the all-time Iowa State win list. Travis Paulson competed in the high school and Iowa State with his twin Trent. Trent was also a three-time All-American at Iowa State and a member of the U.S. freestyle team. Paulson has excelled in a post-collegiate competition, including winning the 2010 World Team Trials Championship at 74 kilograms. He underwent knee surgery in December, limiting his competitive options heading into 2011. Travis earned three Iowa prep wrestling titles at Council Bluffs Lewis Central and posted a prep record of 174-3, including 87-0 in his final two seasons. Moving on to Major League Baseball news, game in the afternoon yesterday for the Cardinals. Did not have it here on the radio due to our fair coverage, but we'll have them for you here tonight. But their game yesterday wasn't a very good one, as Casey McGahee homered three times and the Milwaukee Brewers rallied to beat the Cardinals 10-5 on Wednesday and added their NL Central lead. McGahee hit a go-ahead two-run homers in both the first and third innings and added a seventh-inning solo shot to give Milwaukee its eighth win in nine games at Miller Park. Corey Hart also homered for the Brewers, who extended their lead over the Cardinals to 3.5 games in the division. Rafael Furcal hit a three-run homer and drove in four runs off Randy Wolf in his fourth game since being acquired Sunday in a trade with the Dodgers, but new Cardinals starter Edwin Jackson struggled. And we will have the Cardinals for you here later on tonight. They'll take on the Florida Marlins on the road. We'll pick that one up after our fair coverage tonight. We'll get that coverage underway at about 7:05. Also yesterday, Luke Hochaver pitched neatly into the eighth inning. Billy Butler homered and drove in four runs, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Orioles 6-2 last night. Hochaver, the first player picked in the 2006 draft, is 4-0 in his past seven starts and has matched the longest winning streak of his career. He also set a personal high for wins in a season, having gone 7-13 in 2009. Hochaver allowed one earned run and four hits in 7 1/3 innings. He struck out seven, walked one, and retired 16 straight batters during one stretch. Jeremy Guthrie yielded six runs on eight hits in seven innings. He leads the majors in losses. Other games in baseball yesterday in the American League, it was Seattle 7-4 over Oakland, Detroit 5-4 over Texas. Boston topped Cleveland 4-3. It was Tampa Bay over Toronto 9-1. The Yankees topped the White Sox by a big margin, 18-7, and Minnesota was an 11-4 winner over the L.A. Angels. In the National League, it was Atlanta 6-4 over Washington. Philadelphia topped Arizona 8-6. Giants beat the Diamondbacks 8-1. It was the Cubs over Pittsburgh 1-0. Houston topped Cincinnati 5-4, and San Diego was a 3-0 winner over the L.A. Dodgers. Florida and the Mets were postponed last night. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, it was Iowa over Fresno 9-4, and Omaha. The Storm Chasers get a victory as well, 3-2 over Sacramento. And today's games, we'll see Fresno at Iowa for a 7:05 first pitch, and Sacramento at Omaha for a 7:05 start time as well. In other Major League news, Major League Baseball plans to interview Alex Rodriguez as it investigates allegations the New York Yankees star took part in illegal celebrity poker games. MLB says in a statement that we take this very seriously and have been investigating this matter since the initial allegation. As part of the investigation, the commissioner's office will interview Mr. Rodriguez. Star Magazine reported last month that several people saw A-Rod playing at one of the games hosted at Hollywood hotels and private residences. His spokesman denied that he had participated. MLB said that when the report was first out, the commissioner's office had heard about the accusation and baseball officials would look into the matter. The Yankees declined comment. The third baseman was put on the disabled list July 14th after surgery on his right knee. Cincinnati third baseman Scott Rolen had surgery on his left shoulder and is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks. Rolen, who has been on the disabled list since July 22nd, had arthroscopic surgery to remove bone spurs and fragments from a joint in his shoulder. And Nationals pitcher Steven Strasburg is expected to pitch an inning or two at Class A Hagerstown Sunday and a significant step in his recovery from elbow surgery. Strasburg could be back with the Nationals by September. Matt Stairs is a career leader in pinch hit home runs, plans to retire. The cut last week by the Nationals, the 43-year-old Stairs had 23 pinch hit home runs in his 19-year career with a major league record 13 teams. A person familiar with the deal tells the Associated Press that top pass rusher Tamba Ali and the Kansas City Chiefs have agreed on a big deal, the terms of a five-year deal worth $60 million. That makes him the second highest paid outside linebacker in the league. The person who spoke late Wednesday on condition of anonymity because no announcement's been made said $35 million of that contract is guaranteed. The person also said that Ali will be at training camp Thursday afternoon on the campus of Missouri Western State University in St. Joe. And Ali had been designated the Chiefs franchise player after a breakthrough season last year, and he led the AFC with 14.5 sacks. His new contract places him in the same echelon as Cowboys pass rusher DeMarcus Ware, who has a six-year, $78 million deal. Former All-Pro fullback LaRon McClain has agreed to a one-year contract with the Chiefs as well, according to a person with knowledge of the deal, giving the defending AFC West champs a short yardage option to go to with a talented group of speedy running backs. The person spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity because the team had not announced the deal. The Chiefs generally do not release such information until a player has signed a contract. The 260-pound McClain is coming off a mercurial four-year run with the Ravens, who selected him in the fourth round of the 2007 draft out of Alabama. He carried only eight times his rookie season before running for 902 yards and 10 touchdowns in 2008 when he was voted first-team All-Pro by the AP. McClain made his second straight Pro Bowl the following season, even though his production dipped significantly, and last year managed 85 yards rushing as his role shifted to primarily that of a blocking back for breakout star Ray Rice. McClain decided to become a free agent at this year, and the Ravens looked elsewhere for help, signing All-Pro fullback Vontae Leach to an $11 million three-year deal last weekend. The Chiefs and general manager Scott Pioli have been selective with their free agent signings during the early frenzy of training camp, quietly and effectively upgrading several positions of need. They gave quarterback Matt Cassel another target by signing former Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Steve Breston, plugged a hole in the middle of the defensive line with former Baltimore Ravens tackle Kelly Gregg, and are hopeful that Brandon Seiler can join Derek Johnson to form a formidable pair of run-stopping inside linebackers. Kansas City also added some depth to its training camp roster on Wednesday, signing a pair of rookie agent free agent cornerbacks in Javis Lewis out of Oregon and Mario Russell out of Carson Newman. Ricky Stanzi didn't pick up his first NFL playbook until about a week ago. He'd better be good at digesting that thick binder full of information, though, because his first preseason game with the Kansas City Chiefs is little more than a week away. The disorganized and disjointed offseason brought on by maddening labor strife has been particularly hard on first-year players trying to find their way in professional football. Without rookie minicamps and organized team activities, such guys as Stanzi must play catch-up throughout the first week of training camp. The Chiefs opened their preseason with a week from Friday against the Buffalo Bills, making that adjustment period more condensed than perhaps ever before. Eagles defensive tackle Mike Patterson was alert, stable, and joking at a hospital after suffering a seizure at training camp. That's according to trainer Rick Burkholder. Patterson, a 6'1", 300-pounder, dropped to the ground between plays during a morning practice and began violently shaking. He was immediately tended to by Burkholder and his staff with assistance from rookie offensive lineman Danny Watkins, a trained firefighter. Burkholder says the seizure lasted about 4 minutes and that Patterson did lose consciousness at one point as he was on the ground. And the New York Giants are no longer interested in trading disgruntled defensive end Osi Umenyiora. In an email sent Wednesday to the player's agent, the Giants ordered him to cease speaking to other teams about a trade, which would require that the Giants receive a first-round draft pick as compensation. Umenyiora is unhappy with a current contract that will pay him $7.1 million over the remaining two seasons of a six-year deal, $41 million extension he signed in 2005. The Indianapolis Colts have signed free agent defensive tackle Tommy Harris. Harris was a three-time Pro Bowler with Chicago and played a prominent role in the Bears' Super Bowl run during the 2006 season. And Ravens six-time Pro Bowl center Matt Burke is planning to have arthroscopic surgery in his left knee in the next few days and should be able to return in a few weeks. And in college football news, Notre Dame has reinstated wide receiver Michael Floyd to the football team 4 months after his arrest on a drunk driving charge. Coach Brian Kelly says he was comfortable with Floyd's return because the 21-year-old senior has shown personal growth. Floyd holds the school record for touchdown catches and ranks second in school history in receptions. That's a check of the latest sports this hour here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.